I grew up in Halifax, in West Yorkshire, and went to the local grammar school. At that time it was called Heath Grammar School. Now it's changed its name. I think it's called Crossley Heath. But it was classic local grammar school, founded in 1596 or something like this. And the major influence on me there by far was the physics teacher. And he was, we called him Nuffer Morris. I think he had a huge influence in turning me onto quantitative ideas. He was very proud of the fact that he was a Cambridge man. And I think he'd got me, he got in his mind, he really wanted me to follow in his footsteps. But my mother had other ideas. And I think that she had thought for a long time that I would be a doctor. That was her real aspiration. And by the time the A-levels came along, I was still, I suppose, mostly under maternal influence. I applied for medical schools, and I was rejected from all of them. So I thought, well, this is great. I'm going to be a physicist. I'll go to Cambridge. I'll do theoretical physics. In the summer of 1962, I was in the Alps for probably 8 or 9 weeks. Climbing my way through major peaks. And during that time, I'd completely given up on the idea of medical school. I was all set to go to Cambridge, or at least to stay another year at school and take the Cambridge entrance exams. And then I went to a small post office in a tiny village called Blatten at the head of the Lurchental. It's a small village in the Bernese Oberland of Switzerland. I picked up a letter that my mother had sent forwarded from the University of Aberdeen. In early September, they decided that they could offer me a place. So I was thinking, well, you know, medicine, 6 years, every summer a long vacation, a degree in medicine, passport to the world's mountains. So I just changed my mind and said I would go and do medicine in Aberdeen.